Simonson says he thinks the most notable initiative was the adoption of a historic preservation plan, which includes more incentives for preservation rather than strict regulations. He says one controversial move the council made last year was eliminating roadblocks to developing alcohol establishments in some neighborhood business districts.
At least we've given some direction, and we'll see whether or not it's something the state legislature will take up, because there's a few frustrated folks that have already started petitioning some state legislators. So we'll have to see how that shakes out.
Simonson also touted the transit-oriented developments that have been made along North Temple and 400 South, in addition to the Sugar House streetcar line. He says this year he plans to work on expanding the Sugar House streetcar to downtown Salt Lake City. He adds there is support at the city to finalize a proposal for a convention center hotel.
We know that this is something essential to continuing to raise our profile and our ability to attract large conventions.
Simonson will not run for re-election this November. In addition, three other council members will have to decide whether or not they want to run for re-election this year. Whitney Evans, KUER News.